signing the deal that you just signed?
Well, just, you know, being here, I think we've invested. There's been guys here that have invested a lot of time and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and trying to build this into something that we can be proud of. And hopefully we're getting to the point now where we can be a contending team year in and year out, and it's kind of what we've been pushing for, and to be able to be locked into hopefully those years is really exciting.
Did you know from last year till now that you'd be sticking around? I mean, were you staying no matter what?
I wanted to. You know, I think we went into the summer. I think both sides, it was something we wanted to do. There were a lot of guys that needed to get taken care of this summer. Whether it was now, whether it was later, I think it was something, like I said, both sides wanted to accomplish. Obviously, I'm really happy it got done before.
How big was last year in terms of you coming to today and signing this contract, this extension?
Well, it was important. Like I said, there were some lean years there, and piecing this thing together has been a process. Everyone's been a part of it, from ownership to management on down to the players. And when you're pushing through it and maybe not getting the rewards for your efforts, as a team, it can take its toll. So to finally get get over the hump a little bit and have some success and play some really meaningful, fun hockey last spring, it just makes you hungry for more.
What is the 5 years a good term for you, in your mind?
Well, I think it's there's these things come in windows, they call it, and I think I'm buying into that. I think particularly, with where I'm at in my career, with my age, I feel like my best years are ahead of me, and I wanted to give those years to this organization and hopefully push this team to championship levels. That's what you're buying into, and certainly we have a ton of work to do to get to that point.
Blake, was this something that came together pretty quickly, or had there been talks ongoing throughout the summer?
Well, I think once we got through kind of the RFA period, we started chatting a little bit, and it was a little bit of a unique situation. I think, because of where I'm at in my career, where our team's at, going into it, having both sides, having a desire to get something done is a huge, that's a huge hurdle. But from there, you want to do something that makes sense for both sides so that, we're keeping this group together as long as we can to try to accomplish our ultimate goal. So there's a lot of thought that went into it, which in turn takes some time, and I think both sides are happy the way it shook out.
What message do you think this sends within the room and maybe to the organization and the city as a whole?
It shouldn't be anything new, because I think over the past handful of years, they've extended guys and tried to keep this thing together, and the message is that they're willing to pay the price to try to put this team in championship contention. It's an exciting thing as a player to be a part of. I mean, you saw it last spring, getting Stas to come in, and when the time's right, there's nothing this organization won't do to try to win.
Rightly or wrongly, Winnipeg sometimes has been labeled in the past as a place that's difficult to attract UFAs, and yet the track record here for retaining that core is pretty solid. Why is that?
Well, I think when you have ownership like Mark Chipman, management led by Chevy, and a coach like Paul Maurice, I mean, it's a heck of a foundation. So I think Winnipeg, our dressing room's always been really strong. We've always had good guys that have been in here, and ultimately, this is a place I think that when you're a part of it, you realize how special it is. Maybe on off days you can't sit by the beach, or you can't get a tan, but I think guys have really enjoyed being around the leadership of this organization. And realize how well we get treated here, how well we get treated from the community, and ultimately, like I said, you know, when push comes to shove, it's a place that's going to do whatever it takes to win a championship. So I think we have the right guys in this room that's what they care about. You know, when you know, hopefully one day if we accomplish all our goals, you know, we can retire somewhere warm and we can sit by a beach together and reminisce about the good times.
Blake, last year it was a playoffs or bust mentality, and there's a few guys that said that openly. What's the mentality now after what you guys accomplished last year?
So you got to be careful because we didn't accomplish anything last year. You know, making the playoffs was certainly a hurdle for this group. You know, it was something that we desperately needed to accomplish, kind of, you know, for some of that you know, verification of what I was talking about before. And you know, when the puck drops this season, it's not going to be game one of the Western Finals again. There's a long road to get back to where we got to last year. And it doesn't happen just because we want it to happen or we think we're better than everyone else or because we had a good year last year. You know, what made this team good last year was we bought into a style of play that made us really difficult to play against. We learned how to grind as a team. And the sooner we get back to that, the better we're going to be, because then some of our talent's going to come out and it's going to make us a, you know, a pretty difficult opponent. But if we can't get to that point, it's going to be a long year. You know, we got to buy into that right from day one of camp and realize just how hard it was to get to where we got to, because it doesn't just happen.
Was it disappointing not having Paul around this year, what you guys were able to, how he melded in, and how do you guys kind of, you know, take a step without him?
Sure. I mean, you know, he was a great fit in our team, great fit in our room, great fit on the ice. I think there was a mutual appreciation for one another. I think in a perfect world, he'd be back, but that's not life as we know it. So yeah, you know, we'll miss him. You know, Vegas got a great player and a great guy, but I think we're excited about some guys that are going to get some opportunities here that showed some things last year. And it's exciting when you have some young talent that comes in chomping at the bit to win a job and something to prove.
Blake, like, why is your contract structured like kind of higher in year one and three?
You know, if Chevy wants to talk about particulars of the deal, I'll let him do that. You know, for me, I don't really know if that's my place to talk about. It's a very good question, though.
I just thought maybe just safeguarding yourself against a potential lockout.
Oh, interesting thought.
Blake, when you look at the John Tavares situation, was there any ever temptation to, as a player, to maybe test those free agent waters, knowing that there's potentially a lot of money out there?
Well, no. I guess for me, the temptation, it, you know, and the goal for me to lock something in here before getting to that point is, you know, I wanted to do this once right now and talk about contracts once and then play hockey. You know, I don't want this to be a year long thing where, you know, I had to come in every day and ask about stuff like that. So that was where my head was at. You know, my heart is here. You know, like I said, I'm a day one guy here, and I've been given some incredible opportunities. You know, even my last contract alone, you know, I'm so blessed by even to have that. So, you know, the money wasn't as attractive, I think, when I look at situation-wise and where I fit in a team, in a community. I couldn't see myself anywhere else.
Does it feel any different coming into camp this year, just given of how much longer you guys played last season? And maybe, even though you said you didn't accomplish anything, I mean, you guys did have some postseason success.
Yeah, it's different. You know, normally when you're back here, you feel like you've been gone a long time. It doesn't feel like that now. It feels like, you know, we were just driving in last spring, you know. So there's a lot of good to it. You know, when you're in this business, you don't want to have too many long summers. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, crank it right back up. You know, you've seen historically there's some teams that have trouble with it. Some teams don't have any trouble with it. You know, we're going to have to find our identity early and buy into it, and hopefully we'll be all right.
Blake, how hands-on are you in a negotiation like this as far as, hey, how does it fit in with the team and letting other guys get maybe what they need to? Or do you let your agent give you an offer?
No. It was, I think, you know, my involvement, I think there was a lot of involvement on a lot of parts, because that's really important. You know, it doesn't really do you any good to try to, you know, get every last dollar, and then you don't have a great team to play with, you know. So I think there's been a lot of that has to go on here, because we're really lucky. We have a lot of really good players, and we do live in a salary cap world. So there's some give and take. You got to find the right kind of the right threshold, so that, you know, you're happy, they're happy, and everyone can try to be happy. Mm-hmm. It's not always possible with the world we live in, but you do the best you can.
And given where the team is in that whole bigger picture, salary cap wise, and the window you mentioned, we always talk about the window. Where is this team's window now, and how long does it stay open?
Well, that's the key. You know, the key is to try to keep this group, I think, with what our team, some of the successes we have last year. It kind of looks like that window's opening up, and you want to try to keep it together as long as possible. So that's where, Chevy has a great luxury in having that problem, but it also is probably really difficult to try to manipulate. And, you know, those guys do a ton of work behind the scenes to try to keep this group together as long as possible.
Shifley tweeted out that, who do you think's more happy, me or Blake, over the signing of this contract? I guess some of the reaction from your teammates out there. Did you get a text from or a phone call from Mark after?
Yeah, you know, he was. I've been with Shev quite a bit this summer, training, skating. We were together last week in Toronto, so he was. You know, he was around for, you know, kind of when things were getting close. So he was, you know, one of the first guys to know. And you know, how many years does he have left as well? So I think that's. It's a great fit, you know. Obviously, you know, we talked about it. I know how lucky I am to play with a guy like that, and so trying to keep that together as long as possible is always a good thing.
Speaking of Mark, what did you think of his debut as a pro golfer? Do you have a Players' Cup clause built into your contract?
Yeah, I was disappointed I couldn't make it. I was really excited about doing it. You know, dad duty called, and coincidentally, he was pretty amped up about doing it, so it was a perfect swap. I'd love to do it in the future. We were keeping track of him and saw his front nine on the second day, and then flipped over to the back nine. But that's, hey, you know, for how little he gets to golf, good for him. Sounds like he had a blast, and I'd love to do it with him 1 year.
Would you have done any better than him?
Couldn't tell you. I mean, you know, conditions look tough. Tees are back, long rough, people watching, probably.
Have you taken up some of his conditioning practices?
Well, that's the great thing is, you kind of learn from each other a little bit. And one of the reasons I'm so lucky to, you know, we're so lucky as a group to have Scheif is there's probably nobody in our league and maybe in the world that does more to try to get themselves better. I mean, there's not a thing he hasn't tried or researched or, you know, gone to visit out there, and to hear some of the things that work, some of the things that don't work, you know, I can try to take some of the things that work and apply them to what I do, and it makes it pretty cool to pick his brain a little bit.
Did you spend more time with him this summer than in previous off seasons?
Yeah, we were we skated together, worked out together for a month. Actually, we had quite a few guys, a handful of guys got together and met up and trained together a little bit, so it's good to see the guys in the summer too.